And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, as well as our engineer extraordinaire, Nick the Geek, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the new year, our first show of 2020, and the beginning of our seventh year at this. And we're really looking forward to it, looking forward to bringing you a lot of new talent. We've got some exciting things planned for the year, and they all revolve around some great indie music. We're all over the place now more than ever before, in addition to Rochester Free Radio. You can also pick us up on all the usual places, Apple and Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, Anchor FM for iOS and Android, iRadio USA, TuneIn Radio, all those places. If you don't find us on your favorite podcast carrier, you get in touch with them and tell them you want the David Bowers Awards on your podcast streaming service so you can catch all the great new music. And we've got one right here to kick off the new year. Our old friends from London, the Rocking Wild Horse Band, and I think this is the fourth or fifth hit off of their great new album Dance Like an Animal, which we premiered right here on the David Bowers Awards back in April. This one is called Seduction.
Say you are the one that I've been dreaming of. Say you are the one that I need.
call themselves Wild Horse. That is Seduction from their album Dance Like an Animal. And they are definitely turning out some hit music off of that album. Like I said, this is the fourth or fifth track off of there that has been a successful single for them. And it looks like it's going to fit right in and do just that. John Bon Jovial. How goes it? How does it feel to be back in the saddle again?
I tell you what, I have missed this locale. It is nice to be back in the saddle again. Wild Horse, you know, I tell you what, each cut that we play off that album keeps getting better and better. And these kids are going to go places, and I look forward to being able to talk to them about it the next time they come on the show with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's, you know, rockin' little number, I want my jockey to play sort of kind of thing there. Yeah.
But every time I hear him, I can't help but think of the early Rolling Stones.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. They've got that gritty quality to them. And I was thinking about something that you said at the very top of the show as you greeted the new year. And I can't believe that we're starting our seventh year. It only seems like a couple of months ago that we started this project. And look at how far we've come in such a short period of time.
What a ride.
Yeah. We've completed our seventh rotation around the sun. And now we're starting on our eighth. How about that, huh?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's definitely been a ride. It's been everything that I'd hoped it would be. And I'll tell you, the thing that gets me the most, I think, and I can never get over this in my years of broadcast radio, had some decent positions, worked at some great stations. We had a lot of fun and some great audiences. And it just blows my mind how this internet programming through podcasts just eclipses any audience we ever had in terrestrial radio.
Oh, you know, I can remember whenever the book would come out, which, you know, for those of you that aren't familiar with the term, there's a radio survey company out there called Arbitron, which has for many years been the gold standard of ratings for radio stations to try to determine how many people are listening, what their age groups are, and how long they listen for. And I can remember being absolutely jazzed when, you know, you and I worked together at WQYK, and then you went to work for Q105, and I was at WSUN, you know, and we were getting 10,000 people listening to us. And it was like, my God, we got 10,000 people each listening to us, and they're spending 37 minutes at any one time listening to us. And now we've got this global audience with literally millions of people that are listening to this show every week, and it just blows the mind.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty scary thing when you stop to think about how many people are sitting out there.
I don't want this kind of responsibility.
the other thing that gets me about that, too, is that it is a much more intentional audience, if you will. And by that, I mean radio. Oftentimes, people would put on their favorite station in the background, and they'd listen to the music as they were doing whatever they were doing.
Sure.
And if one of their favorite tunes came on, then their ears would perk up a little and they'd listen more closely. But with internet podcasting, it's an intentional move. You have to go and tune in to listen to it. It's not a case of just, hey, turning on the internet and letting it run all day.
Right. It's not like turning on Pandora and having it on in the background. This is something that people choose to listen to, and they pay attention to every word said for the entire hour of the show. And this is unlike anything you and I had in terrestrial radio.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And I'll tell you, what an honor and privilege to know that, well, you have an audience around the world.
Yeah.
It's really, it really gets to you.
And you know, there's been a lot of people that have helped us out, too. You know, Johnny Zykotica over in England has been a tremendous help for us. Sergei Avushkin of Yellow Dog over in the Ukraine has been a tremendous help to us. I mean, it's just amazing. It really is.
Yeah, I can't begin to I can't begin to cite all the people that have been a part of this, because I know I would leave out way too many. It's just impossible. All I can say is, you know who you are, each and every one of you who have contributed in any way to the fun that we've had on this show, and hopefully we'll continue to have. We thank each and every one of you, and it has been a pleasure, honor, and hopefully we will make it worthwhile to each of you. And the biggest, most fun part of the whole thing is being able to play new talent, new music, and expose new artists to new audiences.
Yeah, we got a couple of really good guests today too, that you know, whose music we're going to be playing. I'm really looking
forward
to talking to them.
I think we do. Yes, we've got we've got a couple of interesting groups on with unique sounds, and the first one will be coming up in looking at the timing, what about 4 minutes from now, as a matter of fact. And the group we have coming up is, they're out of Nashville, and they have the name of the Reverent Cavaliers. And wait a minute, you know what? I think, is that correct? Did I get my, I got my cards mixed up here. Reverent Cavaliers will be along in a
few
minutes.
They're our second act today.
First off, be sure and you're gonna have to check the order of the music on the log there, because the music clips are listed backwards there. So we're gonna have to go and find ourselves a tune called "Marry My Money," and after we listen to that, we're gonna talk with the Blind Lemon Peel Band. Let's hit the music.
My baby left me with nothing but a dime to call a divorce lawyer. My case on time. Well, now she's sitting pretty and I'm here in the gutter. I swear I'll get her back someday, or one way or another. I said, my mama told me the day of my birth, forget about looks, find a girl who's got some worth. Not me, I wouldn't listen. Now I rue the day. Said, you got my money, honey, and I'm gonna make you pay. I'm gonna marry my money again. America. Knees, you're never gonna shake me, my darling. You're my fleas. The jealous, a pimp, I'm nervous as steel. I play with your emotions if I thought that you could feel. I said, my mama told me a very special thing. When you can have the bill for nothing, why buy that cowl ring? Well, I should have listened what her mama had to say. Said, I'm gonna get you down, baby, and I'm gonna make you pay. I'm gonna marry my money again. Marry my money again, again, again. I'm gonna get you back, honey. I'll marry my money again. Ah, two on time. Well, now she's sitting pretty, and I'm here in the gutter. I swear I'll get back someday, one way or another. I said, my mama told me the day of my birth, forget about looks, find a girl who's got some work. Not me, I wouldn't listen. Now I rue the day. I said, you got my money, honey, but I'm gonna make you pay. I'm gonna marry my money again. I'm marry my money again.
Mary Ma Money. They call themselves the Blind Lemon Peel Band. And we have a quick substitution here. If you don't think music is a rough business, understand that Dave from the band, who was going to speak with us today, has hurt himself and is off getting medical treatment. And in his place, band manager Rick Snyder will be talking with us. Hello, Rick.
Hey, what's going on? Is this Dave?
Hey, you are, man. First off, our sympathies for Dave. Hope everything turns out all right with him.
Well, you know what they say, man. Getting old is not for wussies.
Oh, you got that right. Trust me, John and I have John and I have read the book, and I think we're working on the sequel. But tell us a little bit about the Blind Lemon Peel Band. Where did they come from?
Well, interestingly, David started the band about 25 years ago in its first configuration. And in the band, he had this great piano player by the name of Joel Diamond. If you look him up online, this guy has written scores for operas, for plays. He's written music with a dozen other people and is just an incredible musician in his own right. But he's remained in New York because he's a New York kind of a guy. David, on the other hand, after a period of time in a rather unsuccessful marriage, decided that he could no longer stay in New York, and he had to come out here to California, where the scene for music was a lot more vibrant at the time. So he moved out here, I don't know, about 8-10 years ago, and moved into the beach area near Hermosa and Playa del Rey and Redondo.
Okay.
And got these great musicians to be in his band. Ray Brundage was the bass player, who played with James Brown for about 8 years, and the guy kills. David Odom, who is a southpaw drummer, and I just love left-handed drummers, but this guy has got an amazing amount of talent and charisma and just can't keep the ladies off him. And then Lucky Lloyd, who came from Louisiana out here, and is steeped in the B.B. King School of Blues. He was the guitar player and the music director for the band. And then Tad Galloran was the keyboard player. His first blues gig was with Albert Collins. But he also, weirdly enough, was in the Los Angeles and Broadway company of Hair. So,
Wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see him naked today, but maybe somebody did back then. I'm not sure.
I don't think I wanted to see him naked back then either.
I don't even want to see me naked.
Nor do I.
So those guys made up the band in Southern California. And then about 6 months ago, David decided he was going to relocate up to Northern California and is up here in Sacramento. And the band now consists of a bass player by the name of AJ, who is just an amazing bass player and a local celebrity. Eric E. Double Alston is on the drums and just kills it. Marty Diodorian, who is also another local phenom, is the sax player. And Andy Keene is the guitar player. So those guys are moving north, although David brought the band down south but didn't bring these guys. He just hooked up with the same folks and just did a gig at the PCH Blues Club in Long Beach down there that was a raving success. And shortly before that, the band played at the North Sacramento Blues Festival here in Sacramento to a sold-out crowd. So, incredible stuff. And David writes the, you know, the only way I can describe his music would be Frank Zappa meets Captain Beefheart, and they talk about Jay Giles.
That's a pretty good description there. And, you know, what strikes me is not only is Dave very creative in his own right, but he is either incredibly lucky or incredibly good at finding some amazing talent to keep the band stocked with such tremendous talent.
I can't believe it. It's remarkable, his ability to do that. And he just, you know, he just has a way with words and the ability to engage people and bring them in like that. And, you know, the same thing happens when he's on stage. He's just an incredible presence. And I know if you've taken a look at the website, you've probably looked at one or two of his videos. So he does some incredible stuff and has a stage presence like no other.
He definitely does indeed. And John Bon Jovial, you're sitting there. I know you just want to jump into this conversation.
Yes, pacing back and forth with nervous energy. Rick, first of all, welcome to the show. We're glad you're with us.
Thank you, John.
And hope that Dave's trials and tribulations will be on the mend sooner than later. And please pass along to him our, concerns. But anyway, be that as
it may.
Hell of a blues guy. I loved listening to this song, Marry My Money. And can't help but, you know, just be intrigued by the bluesy aspect of it and also, you know, kind of get a chuckle out of the subject matter. And so my question, I guess, is how did they come up with this song?
I'm thinking that song is directly related to his ex-wife, who hated his musician friend.
You think?
who came from a very wealthy family back east and had totally the diametrically opposed attitude towards life that David has. He is a man who loves to jump in with both feet and enjoy life to its fullest. And she seemed to be, from his description, a woman who was, how shall I say this in the most diplomatic way, bitter.
Yeah, remember, we're on the radio.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
They say that opposites attract, but I guess this is probably one of those times when maybe it shouldn't have.
I'm thinking some good music came out of it, and most of the musicians that I've worked with over the years seem to, for some reason or another, be inspired by the terrible relationships that they find themselves in and produce some of their best work.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's just a nice, you know, gritty, you know, dirty feel to the song, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, makes up some of the, you know, the best kind of, you know, rock and blues that you can get. And when you can combine the two, as he has done, and I'm sure that a lot of this has been, you know, with your guidance and input, you know, you've got a great combination. But, and speaking of which, as the manager, what kind of guidance and input do you have with the guys?
Well, what I like to try and do is sort of oversee the whole thing. Of course, the managerial role, number one, I take care of all the business and put together the team that makes the that rows the boat and keeps everything moving forward so that the musicians don't have to focus on the minutiae of the music business. But aside from that, I'm constantly being consulted about the set, about the content of the lyrics, about the direction of the music, and about where we should take this thing next. So, you know, for better or for worse, they get my 2 cents worth on everything that they do, as well as being the mean Uncle Ernie. Well, maybe not Uncle Ernie, but the mean uncle who is constantly on them to be where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there and take care of the things that they're supposed to take care of.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, careful there. If you're talking about Peter Townsend's Uncle Ernie, then, you know, he was a little weird.
Yeah, that was just a slip of the tongue.
Well, you know, when you were talking about where they're going to take it from here and moving on from this point, made me think. I am surprised that we haven't heard more about this band in the past. And now, obviously, you're playing mostly California. Are you Have you, or do you plan to move on out and maybe spread the sound around the country?
Absolutely. And last year, David did a couple gigs with some friends of his in New Orleans. And this coming year, we're planning on doing a couple gigs in New York City. We've also got an engagement at, of all things, the Monterey Blues Festival in Monterey. Right.
Outstanding.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, that sounds like an appropriate stop for you guys, almost to the point of wondering why you hadn't already done that. But if you got your managerial pen handy, I just want to plant a seed with you, and that being that I'm in the Phoenix area. As a matter of fact, right close to ASU, Tempe, Arizona. And John is down in the Naples-Fort Myers area. So if you ever get into those areas, by all means, give us a yell. We'd sure like to
Absolutely.
See you in person.
I think my wife is visiting her sister near Phoenix right now.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Now, I told her to stop by, but she said she wasn't going to.
Well, hey, I'll forgive her. I mean, after all, she is here with her sister, so we'll let it slide this time, but don't let it happen again. John Bon Jovial, you're sitting there waving paper at me, so I know you've got something else you'd like to add to the conversation.
Well, not only that, but timing the conversation out as well. You know, you pretty much took the next question away from me, and that's quite all right. And I was going to talk to you about tours and locale, and just to reiterate what David just said, if you ever do find yourself or the band finds themselves in the Phoenix area or Southwest Florida, for that matter, we would definitely love to hook up with you guys and, take you out to dinner, buy you a beer, and listen to some good music afterwards.
Absolutely. How far away is Fort Myers from Destin, Florida?
Oh, gosh. Destin is up in the panhandle, so it's probably a good 400 miles from here. Florida's a huge state, and it's just the hell up there.
Want to ask you, tell us a little bit about this next song we're going to play, a thing called My Dog. I'm almost afraid to ask, but tell us about it.
My Dog is actually an Elvin Bishop tune that Blind Lemon Peel has kind of adjusted to meet their own sort of quirky perspective on things.
Kind of appropriated in a way.
You could say that, definitely. But, take it for what it is. There is a double entendre there because David certainly loves to test the limits of decency and the boundaries of, language. But I think part of it is also he's just a dog lover, plain and simple, above and beyond everything else. But I would encourage people to read into My Dog anything that they choose to read into it.
Okay. And real quick, tell us where they can find you online.
You can find Blind Lemon Peel at blindlemonpeel.com. You can find Blind Lemon Peel on Facebook at the @BlindLemonPeel. And you can find Blind Lemon Peel on Instagram at the same thing, Blind Lemon Peel. Is that
fantastic.
Name on Instagram and on Facebook. So we have a presence. Please get on there. Sign up for our mailing list. We'll be happy to keep you apprised of events as they come up and the adventures of Blind Lemon Peel and their dogs and everything else.
Great. Thank you again so much for filling in for Dave. We appreciate you being here. We wish Dave the best with his situation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is My Dog by Blind Lemon Peel.
I he's a hound dog.
There you have it, my dog. That's the Blind Lemon Peel Band right here on the David Bowers Awards, where next up are the Reverent Cavaliers. Going to talk with them right after we listen to their tune, Girl with a Gun.
Fine.
She had to raise her children all by herself. She tried to teach them all about spiritual wealth. Alone she raised them until she was left behind. And if you ask her, they're doing fine. Sometimes truth can knock you down. Take a look at daddy's little girl. Got no use for diamonds and pearls. She's doing fine.
Cavaliers, and here to talk to us about the Reverend Cavaliers is Rick Hammond. Hello, Rick. How are you doing today?
Doing quite well, sir. Yourself?
Oh, we're hanging in there. Thank you very much. Great to have you on board. And I love the sound. Now, the first band we had on was Heavy on the Blues. You kind of bring the rock edge to some blues sound.
That's a very good ear you got there. Yeah, and I agree. I enjoyed that interview as well. Those folks kind of share a little bit of history with us because we were out in that same area in California at one point.
Were you? And you're out of Nashville now, right?
Correct. So we've been right here about 15 plus years. But yeah, I know the areas you were talking about. So
I lived out there myself in Southern California, so I'm familiar with those areas. Never got up to the northern part, but that's another story for another day. Tell us about the Reverend Cavaliers.
Well, basically, piggybacking off of what we were just saying, we moved here. It's been about 15 plus years ago now. My brother and I had a hard rock band we started in South Carolina, moved to Los Angeles, and then decided, actually, after returning to our faith, we decided, well, we need to get back down south while we got family, and Nashville's going to be a little bit more embracing of our style. Well, my brother decided to hang it up after about 20 plus years. I guess this has been, 6 or 7 years ago, and my wife, who has been singing with me at church, said, well, I'll sing with you. So she jumped in the band. We got our nephew on drums, and we've hired a bass player, and we march on. So there you go. That's kind of the long short of it.
That's a great story there too. What a full circle really in moving around and everything and then winding right back up on the home sod more or less and filling out from within with your wife joining the band as a singer too. That's quite a story, don't you think, John Bon Jovi?
Oh, it is. I like it quite a bit. And the one thing that kind of piqued my interest, Rick, is that you say that you got back to your faith and have applied that, at least the inference being that you've applied that to your music. And so explain that to us a little bit. How has that affected you as a musician?
Well, I appreciate you asking that. Really, what I kind of envisioned doing was was basically not going as an overt, full-on Christian band, but being basically just letting our faith kind of pepper and aim our lyrics a little bit. I mean, we still have fun. We're actually going to be playing a show here in a few weeks. We've got to do about 3 hours, and a good bulk of it's going to be covers from back in the day. So, I mean, it's
there you go.
Yeah, it's going to be it's a hoot. It's a hoot we play down here in just south of Nashville. And but yeah, so the idea is basically, you know, just, you know, if you want to boil it down to positive messages, that's one way to look at it. You know, when you think of like U2 and people like that, I mean, technically they've got that peppered in their lyrics as well.
Mm-hmm. I think that rock and roll has always had a pretty positive message. I mean, yeah, it's gotten, you know, over the years. Certain bands were, you know, loaned a value, if you will, of, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But even so, still, rock and roll has continued to, at least in my opinion, has always had a positive message. Essentially, you know, look what the Beatles did. Peace and love. Look what the Youngbloods did. You know, come on, everybody, let's get together. So it's always had, by and large, a very positive message to it, and really not as much of the dark side as people might think.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, absolutely. I can follow that logic as well. And you know, even the stuff that sometimes people kind of scoff at is, you know, where are they going with that? Some of it's just purely exploratory. I mean, if you've got, you know, somebody pointed out, I saw some folks analyzing Ozzy Osbourne's Mr. Crowley recently, and they're like, well, yeah, he was in the Satanic Church, but Ozzy's not saying he wants to be in the Satanic Church. He's just kind of going, why are you doing this? Is basically what his lyrical content is. I mean, you get that in Metallica and things like that, too. I mean, they're, you know, so I agree with you. Yeah, it's not like it's just an overt, it's a black or white binary choice. Absolutely not that, not the case.
Well, that's one of the things about rock and roll. It has been the music of not just our lives, but of our lifetime. And it has, you know, it's taken on the various mantles over the years. You've had the pure joy of it. You've had the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. You've had leanings towards faith-based music and also the messages and even the rebellions and protests. So it's kind of like a musical biography of Americana, really, when you start to look at
humanity. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a great point. Yeah. Humanity, I would say, you know, and it's, you know, I see nothing wrong with somebody writing a song, you know, shaking their fist at the sky going, why? You know, why is all, you know, this, you know, it's, I leave plenty of room for that. It, again, the idea was not to simply, you know, come out and be basically on a soapbox with a hell and fire brimstone kind of message. This is basically, you know, like, as Mr. Bon Jovial said, a love, you know, starting there is a really great place to start. So
absolutely. We have an artist from Corpus Christi, David Martinez, who's an indie artist that's made a pretty good name for himself out there. And he usually, as a matter of fact, he has every year dropped a report on the show here from South by Southwest, a little bit of what's going on, and what he's picked up, the vibe. David Martinez out of Corpus Christi.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
good,
great,
good
man.
Musician. You should look him up. He's an all-around good guy, real righteous guy.
Yeah, that's the thing. He is. He's a solid guy to begin with, and a good musician.
I look forward to checking that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate run into some great people doing this show, both established names like, for example, the Oak Ridge Boys, Joe Bonsall's been on the show several times, and also a ton of indie artists. It's been a pleasure to present, and in many cases, expose artists that Americans have never heard of. We've had artists from all over the world, and it's really been an experience. But the best part of it all is the fact that we have had nothing but good people. Everybody we've had on the show, we've enjoyed having on the show, and I can't think of one guest we've had that I wouldn't welcome back at any time. It's really been a pleasure. And so you've got new music coming out later this year. And I hope that when you do get it on board, you'll give us a shout so that maybe we can help you kick it off and make some noise with it.
That'd be, I can't appreciate your kindness so much. Yeah, we will definitely give you guys a holler.
Well, that's what we're here for, and we have a thing on the show where once you're on the show, you're part of our family, and we'll always have a place for you. We'll always help you promote your music, your performances, tours, whatever you're doing. So do keep in touch, and I have a page on Facebook. You can find real easy. Just Google the David Bowers Awards, and that is there specifically for guests on the show. And all artists, for that matter, to post their music news, new music, shows, tours, whatever they've got. They want to spread the word, post it up there. And we'll also see that it gets spread around to our other social media sites, and we'll get the word out to people. So and keep that in mind. It's there for you. That's what it's there for. So please feel free to use it.
Excellent. I can't. You guys, it's such a breath of fresh air when you run into folks like you that value relationships.
Oh, we do.
That's what it's all about. As our slug line for the show is, it's all about the music and the people who make it. And, yeah, there's a lot of good people. As I said, we've been really privileged and pleasured to have a lot of them on the show. John Bon Jovial, before we let Rick go, a final question, a thought, or...
Well, just the one thought that I wanted to impart upon you, Rick, was to steal a little bit of David's thunder. One of the ideas behind this show was not to have it be a formal, interview type of show where, you know, Dick Cavett is interviewing somebody or Stephen Colbert is interviewing somebody. On TV, we kind of like to have this be like you're just, you know, you're sitting around with us, you know, in our studio, and we're, you know, having a couple of beers and a good conversation and, you know, that friends do. And that is what we have tried to impart upon our people here over the 7 years that we've been doing this now. And so that's just, you know, kind of the way we are. And I really do hope that you'll come back and see us, much sooner than later.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I appreciate the invite, and that vibe completely spills over. You're achieving what you're looking for there. So you guys are doing a great job.
Well, fantastic. Good to hear. And hey, we hope you say things, nice things about us out on the out in the rest of the world too, because we can always use a good word here and there. And thank you
for being with us. I always retweet you guys and stuff when I see you on Twitter. I do the best I can to retweet and, you know, keep you guys moving along. So,
and we want to say thank you to Bryn of BL Music Promotions, who is responsible for us running across you guys and turning us on to you. We're so glad you were able to come and be on the show. We look forward to having you back again in the future. Our best for the new year and beyond to you and all the gang and the band. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you, Mike. Hammond,
ladies. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and double good vibes back to you guys as well. Thank you. And
thank
keep
you.
Cool
thank
for
you.
Bryn.
Thank you. Right. Thank you so much. Rick Hammond of the Reverent Cavaliers. We're going to close out with a tune of theirs called Win the Day.
We're stepping up another hill.
Win the day. They call themselves the Reverent Cavaliers. And so happy to have had them and the Blind Lemon Peel Band on the show today. Don't forget, it's all for you. Drop us a line. Tell us what you think, who you'd like to see on the show, comments, questions, whatever. The address is david@thedavidbowers.com. We'd love to hear from you anytime because you're what it's all about. John Bon Jovial, Happy New Year. Take us home.
And Happy New Year to everybody, too. Thank you for staying with us all these years. And, well, this past hour, too, you did it again. You spent another perfectly good hour, and we are grateful that you are spending it with us here at the David Bowers Awards, which, by the way, happens to be broadcast around the world from the studios of Computer Help USA in beautiful Naples, Florida, and, of course, from the Valley of the Sun in Tempe, Arizona. And we are available for free on Blog Talk Radio. You'll also find us on the Anchor FM app for iOS and the Android platforms, as well as Apple Podcasts, YouTube, iHeart Radio, Spreaker, the Amazon Alexa devices, as well as SoundCloud, MixCloud, and now the TuneIn Radio app, and also on the Cuyahoga Valley Radio Network and Live 365. So, you know, now that I've rattled off all of these places, you have no excuses. You can click to follow the David Bowers Awards on our Blog Talk Radio page, and also you can like us on Facebook and Twitter as well. Be sure to join us next week for the David Bowers Awards, Saturdays at 12 p.m. Eastern on WRFZ-FM 106.3 in Rochester, New York. That's Rochester Free Radio. And on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 6 p.m. UTC for more great indie music and talk with the folks that make it happen. So until next week, for the David Bowers, Nick, our marvelously geeky engineer and good friend, and of course myself, I am the legendary and lovable John Bon Jovial. We'll see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.